Give me your fiddle.
No.
Sell it to me.
No.
I'll give you this book for it then.
I can't read.
Makes no difference. There's no need. With this book, you don't have to read. It's more than a book. It's wealth untold. You've only to open it. Lo and behold, banknotes, bearer bonds, and gold.
Well, I suppose I should want to have a look.
Certainly, certainly. Here's the book.
On sight, collateral, note of hand. This book's not easy to understand. I can read it all right, but it's still Greek to me.
You'll get the hang of it. Wait and see.
But look, miss, if it's worth all that money, this little job, well, that old fiddle of mine you want only cost a few bobs.
So you've a real bargain.
Right. Right. It's a deal. On sight, collateral, note of hand, market quotations for Monday the 5th. What day is today? Why, it's a Saturday. It's Saturday the 3rd. What's this? Here's a book that's ahead of the date. A strange sort of book. It tells you things before they happen.
Come home with me. Now what do you say?
Why? What's up?
This thing won't play. You must teach me how to make it go.
I've only 10 days leave, you know?
I shall lend you my carriage and pair. If you walk, you'll be much more slow.
Mother'll worry if I'm late.
It's not the first time. She's had to wait.
And my girlfriend expects me to.
You'll make it up to her soon. She'll be all the more pleased when you do.
Well, this place of yours, is it abroad?
Wine, dined, all found, full bed and board, home in a carriage like a lord, just 2 or 3 days, a step out of your way, and then you'll be rich as the king of Cathay.
What sort of victuals down your way?
Steak, egg, and chips, 3 times a day.
And to drink?
Champagne, rosé.
Smoking permitted?
What do you say to Havana cigars? Now what do you say?
Well, there you are then. That's the way, that's how you want it, that's how it goes. Joseph goes off home with young Rose. And he finds that the good girl doesn't cheat. New clothes, soft beds, and plenty to eat. Yes, Joseph is properly done up a treat. And each shows the other, as they undertook, the way of the fiddle and the way of the book. Yes, the young lady kept her word. 2 days, well spent, then came the third. That morning, the young lady wakes Joseph as soon as it's light.
Are you ready?
Right.
Did you have a good night?
Yes.
And the devil looks on as he gets up to dress.
Have you any complaints?
No.
Right you are. Then off we go.
They get in the carriage waiting below, and the devil says, "Hup," and off they go. Only Joseph, watching the horse's flying feet, finds himself holding on with both hands to his seat, with all his might till his knuckles are white.
"Hold on tight,"
cries the little lady.
"Hold on tight."
Joseph would like to get up and jump out, but he hasn't the chance.
Take care,
cries the devil.
See how my horses prance. They'll lead us a dance. They're taking to the air. Take care.
And the carriage is suddenly flying up in the air, hurtling, rattling, rolling round the sky, and Joseph's hair stands on end as he nearly faints.
Have you any complaints? Have you any complaints?
Higher and higher over valley and hill, faster and faster. Up and up they soar till time stands still. Then, everything is as it was before.